This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Israeli cabinet's rejecting a ceasefire proposal. In the past hour, Israel's cabinet issued a statement saying Israel will continue its operation in Rafah to exert, quote, military pressure on Hamas and advance the release of, quote, our hostages and other war goals. The Israeli military saying it plans to strike Hamas targets in eastern Rafah tonight. Hamas said it had accepted the proposed ceasefire with Israel under terms that were brokered by Qatari and Egyptian negotiators. NPR's Jackie Northam has more on that from Tel Aviv.
The ceasefire agreement was put forth by Qatar and Egypt, but no details about the proposal were released. One of the key sticking points of an agreement has been the length of the ceasefire. Hamas was looking for a permanent one, while Israel wanted a temporary one in which to release hostages taken during the October 7th attack. Cheers broke out amongst Palestinians in Rafah. Earlier in the day, Israel ordered more than 100,000 Palestinians in Rafah to evacuate their homes, a move that indicated a looming incursion. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Anti-war protests continued today on a number of university campuses, prompting schools to relocate or cancel graduation events over security concerns. In Georgia, Emory University has opted to move graduation to an Atlanta suburb. And in New York City, Columbia University says only school-level events will be held, but the big graduation ceremony, May 15th, is off. Columbia administers the Pulitzer Prizes. The Associated Press reports the prize for public service journalism was awarded today to ProPublica for groundbreaking reporting on how billionaires showered gifts and travel on Supreme Court justices. The Associated Press was honored in the feature photography category for its immigration coverage from Latin America to the United States. Social Security retirement benefits are facing an automatic cut in less than a decade unless Congress makes changes before then. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on a new report card from Social Security trustees.
The report says Social Security's finances have improved somewhat in the last year, thanks to workers' rising productivity and fewer people becoming disabled. It's still facing strains, however, as baby boomers retire and are replaced by smaller generations of workers. The popular program, which pays benefits to more than 53 million retirees, is expected to run short of cash in 2033, at which point, by law, benefits would automatically be cut by 21%. Congress could fix the shortfall by raising taxes, reducing benefits, or some combination of the two. Medicare is also facing long-term financial challenges, although that program has been helped by a strong economy and lower-than-expected Medicare spending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Boeing Starliner scheduled to blast off from Cape Canaveral, Florida tonight for the International Space Station. If all goes well, the astronaut mission will be the Starliner's first. Here's Central Florida Public Media's Brendan Byrne.
This launch is part of NASA's Commercial Crew Program. So after the space shuttle retired in 2011, NASA needed a way to transport its astronauts to and from the ISS. They gave development deals to SpaceX and Boeing in 2014, but they want to have two capsules operating. SpaceX is sending astronauts now. Boeing is going to certify this capsule for future missions.
That's Brendan Byrne reporting. Madonna has played the biggest show of her career, and it was a trip to the beach. NPR's Anastasio Siulcas reports the pop megastar performed for 1.6 million fans on Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach.
This performance in Brazil was the biggest live show of Madonna's career, and it capped off her retrospective celebration tour, marking her four decades as a star. The 1.6 million estimate came from RioTour, Rio de Janeiro's official tourism agency. Copacabana Beach has a notable history when it comes to huge pop spectacles. In 2006, the Rolling Stones played for an estimated 1.5 million fans there, while a 1994 New Year's Eve show with Rod Stewart reportedly drew some 4.2 million attendees. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
U.S. stocks close higher with the Dow up 176 points. It's NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.